It's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31
podcasts.
31 podcasts. It's Elpozo and
Ottoween. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sunday, Gloomy Sunday, which is what we're going to be talking about today. Gloomy Sunday. I mean, let's face it, we all get the blues on Sunday, right? Sunday blues, which is because we all have to go back to work and shit, which is kind of crazy, isn't it? That we're like, ugh, you know what the worst thing is? The thing that we spend the most of our lives doing. That's pretty unfortunate. That's pretty unfortunate. So here's the deal. There's this Hungarian song called Gloomy Sunday, also known as the Hungarian suicide song. This song is supposedly blamed for more suicides than any other song in history. Whoa, excuse me. I'm dying, by the way. So there you go. So basically, the original lyrics, it's kind of hard. They're in Hungarian, and they're translated to English, though I'm told the translation doesn't really do it justice. But the idea is the singer is asking his dead lover to join him at his own planned funeral. He talks about committing suicide and being with his love in the afterlife. And then it was released in English in 1936. And then probably the most famous version is a Billie Holiday version, right? Now, supposedly, there are about 18 suicides in Hungary reported to have close links with the song Gloomy Sunday. It was a Time magazine article in 1936 where a bunch of these were described. And, you know, bodies were found with their hands holding the song sheet music. People shot themselves while they were listening to it. Just a lot of people who killed themselves seem to have something to do with that. Now, supposedly, this was a song that was banned in Hungary, but then other reports say that didn't happen. However, the BBC did ban the song in like the 1930s, and it was banned until 2002. It was just found to be too awful. Now, a lot of this may have had to do with... you know, I guess Hungary at this time had a huge suicide rate. They were the kings of suicide. The creator of the song ended up in a Nazi labor camp for a while, and he survived. But he was, struggling. And he did eventually kill himself at the end of his life. He jumped from his apartment building and killed himself. Just after his 69th birthday. You can kind of see what the original sheet music looks like online if you wanted to add to the mystery, add your suicide to the mystery. That would be a weird thing to do. So here's what we're going to do. I want you to take out a little sheet of paper, and just on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, you're listening to this right now. It's Sunday, in theory. How likely are you to commit suicide on a Sunday as opposed to a given day? And also, how likely are you to commit suicide right now? Scale of 1 to 10. 10 being like, there's a gun in my mouth right now, which is like, I am so sorry that this is the last thing you're listening to, and I feel you've made a mistake. And I don't want to berate you for that, because I don't think that's going to help. But... good Lord. And then we're going to listen to the song, and as a group, we'll decide if we feel more or less suicidal. So it's about 3.5 minutes. I'm going to crank up the jams here, and let's enjoy it.
Thank you.
Požarnog sa svehir virako Vartolog kad vašem templo mi imavo Almogot kergetu Požarnog dila lüt Bánatom hintaja nélküled visszajött. Azóta szomorú mindig a vasárnap, könny csak az italom, kenyerem a bánat. Szomorú vasárnap. Utolsó vasárnap, kedvesem, gyere el! Pap is lesz koporsó ravatal, gyászlepel. Akkor is virág vár, virág és koporsó. Virágos fák alatt utam az utolsó. Nyitva lesz szemem, hogy még egyszer lássak. Ne félj a szememtől, holtan is áldalak. Utolsó vasárnap.
There you go. What a gloomy fucking Sunday, huh? All right. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I would say on a given day, my suicide level is like a 3. So that's pretty good. That's good for me, by the way. Let's not get all upset about that. Because this is I consider this a success, to be honest with you. However, you know, I understand some people don't. Before the song, so I put myself... Now, Sunday is a little more likely just because I don't want to go back to life. So I would put Sunday at like a 5, which I guess sounds weird, right? Because it makes it sound like I'm about 50-50, but I don't think that's the case, but whatever. Who knows, maybe. So it jumps up and doesn't quite double, but it's a lot more significant on a fucking Sunday, because fuck Sunday. So, after listening to the song, though, I wouldn't say that I'm any higher on the list. However, I would say that, you know, much like anytime I think about these things, I'm like, if I did commit suicide, I would want to leave behind some weird shit that would make people think conspiracy and whatever, just to make it a little more interesting. You know, just so maybe someone out there can torture their life wondering what happened. I don't know. Why not? Why not use my death to make life more interesting for others? At least that would be somewhat productive, right? He did in death what he could never do in life, which was improve the interestingness of the world. So there you go. That's a gloomy Sunday. That's a gloomy ending to a gloomy Sunday podcast, huh? But, hey, that's how we roll around here. All right. See you tomorrow.